Chapter 2. Christmas Dinner. Very early the next morning, I went silently down to the kitchen. It was still dark, so I could not see very well, and I had little time. I took some bread and a piece of cheese. Then I found a big pie on a shelf, and I took that too. I also took some brandy from a stone bottle. The brandy bottle was full, and I did not want Mrs. Joe to see that some of it had gone, so I poured some water from another bottle to fill the brandy bottle again. There was a door from the kitchen into Joe's forge, so I went and found a file there. Then I ran out of the house. The fog was thick on the marshes, and I was shaking with cold and fear as I ran to the church. I was nearly there when I saw him. He was sitting asleep with his back to me, so I went up to him and touched him on the shoulder. He jumped up, but it was not the same man. He was dressed in grey, and he had an iron shackle on his ankle, but this man was younger and wearing a hat. He ran off into the dark. "It's the cruel young man," I thought, my heart beating with fear. I reached the church, and my man was waiting there. I gave him the food, and he ate quickly and hungrily, like a dog.
"Did you tell anyone about me?" he asked. "Has anyone followed you?"
"No," I said. "Are you going to leave anything for your friend?"
"Who?"
"The young man," I said. "He looked hungry."
"Looked when?"
"Just now."
"Where?"
"Over there," I pointed. "I thought it was you. He was dressed like you, but he had a hat."
"I heard a gun last night," said the man. "Another prisoner has escaped. It must be him. I'll kill him if I find him."
Then he picked up the file and started to work like a madman on the iron shackle around his ankle. I ran back home worrying about my terrible crime. Would Mrs. Joe have discovered the missing pie? Would the police come to arrest me? Christmas dinner was at 1:30. Mr. Wopsle, an important man in the village, came to eat with us, and Uncle Pumblechook, a rich man who lived in the nearest town. Uncle Pumblechook came in his carriage and always brought two bottles of wine. I sat at a corner of the table, was not allowed to speak, and was given the worst pieces of food. But I was next to Joe, and he gave me some better meat from his plate.
"This boy has been a lot of trouble to you," Uncle Pumblechook said to my sister. "Is he grateful?"
Mrs. Joe shook her head.
"Why," Uncle Pumblechook continued, "are the young never grateful?"
At the end of the meal, Mrs. Joe turned to Uncle Pumblechook.
"Would you like a glass of brandy, Uncle?"
I was terrified. I had put water in the brandy. If Uncle Pumblechook tasted that the brandy was weak, I was finished. Mrs. Joe went out and got the stone brandy bottle. She poured a glass for Uncle Pumblechook. He looked at the brandy in his glass, held it up to the light and smelled it. I could not move. Then he lifted the glass and drank it quickly. Immediately, he jumped to his feet and ran out of the door, coughing and shouting. We could see him through the window, dancing wildly and holding his mouth. Mrs. Joe and Joe ran out to him. Had I murdered him? After a few minutes, Uncle Pumblechook was brought back into the house and he sat down angrily.
"Medicine," he said.
In the dark, I had filled the brandy bottle with medicine, not water. My sister's medicine was horrible. She often made me drink it. But at least I had not killed anyone. Uncle Pumblechook was soon feeling better, and the danger was past. Until my sister ordered me to get some clean plates.
"I've got a beautiful pie for you," she said.
When she discovered that the pie had gone from the shelf, I ran to the door. I did not get far. I opened the door and ran straight into a group of soldiers outside. One of them was holding some shackles. Had they come to arrest me?
"Excuse me," said one of the soldiers, looking around the room. "We need the blacksmith. We're chasing two escaped prisoners, but we've got a problem with these shackles. They need to be repaired."
I soon realised that the shackles were not for me. Joe looked at them and explained to the soldier that he needed some time to light the fire in the forge. The soldiers had made my sister forget about the pie, which was very good news for me.
"How far are we from the river here?" asked the soldier.
"About a mile," said my sister.
"That's not too bad," said the soldier. "We think the prisoners are still on the marshes, so we'll catch them before dark. Have any of you seen them?"
Everybody except me said no. Nobody asked if I had seen them. After 2 hours, the shackles were ready and the soldiers left the forge. Mr. Wopsle, Joe and I followed them across the cold, windy marshes.
"I hope we don't find them," I whispered to Joe, who was carrying me on his back.
"Me too," whispered Joe. "I hope they've escaped."
As we got nearer to the river, we heard shouting. We heard one voice shouting, "Murder!" and another shouting, "Escaped prisoners! This way!" The soldiers ran towards the voices. Two men were fighting. They were half in the water and covered in mud. But I recognised them at once. One was my prisoner, and the other was the man in the hat. The soldiers took hold of the two prisoners and stopped the fight. As they were putting the shackles on him, my prisoner said to the soldiers,
"Don't forget that I found him for you."
"He tried to kill me," said the other prisoner.
"I did not," my prisoner told the soldiers. "I had the chance, but I didn't want to. I had the chance to run away too, but I wanted you to catch him. When I heard yesterday that he'd escaped from the prison ship, I couldn't let him go free. So I waited and caught him for you."
At that moment, my prisoner looked around him and saw me. I was worried and shook my head, hoping he understood. Did he think that I had helped the soldiers? Then the soldiers led the prisoners towards the river, where there was a boat waiting. We followed them to the river, and then my prisoner spoke again.
"One more thing," he said to the soldiers. "I stole some food from the blacksmith's house in the village, some bread and some brandy, and a pie."
"Have you noticed anything missing?" a soldier asked Joe.
"Yes," said Joe. "We have, haven't we, Pip?"
"So," said my prisoner to Joe, "you're the blacksmith. I'm sorry, I've eaten your pie."
"We don't know what you've done wrong," said Joe, "but we don't want anyone to be hungry. I'm pleased you found it."
Then the prisoners and soldiers got into the boat and went off across the river to the prison ships. Joe carried me back from the river.
"D-
Did he know that I had taken the pie, I wondered? Should I tell him? But in the end, I said nothing.